Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Dinei Kiddush Al Hayayin. We are beginning the halachas of Kiddush. We are on page Mem Hey, about to turn on to page 90. We're going to see the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. It's only a few words, and then we'll see the lengthy Mishabura. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Kishayovo lebeso. When one gets back to his house from the Beis HaKnesses, yimahir leechol miyod. He should start to eat right away. That is the whole Shulchan Aruch that we learned tonight. When a person finishes davening and he gets back to his house, he should quickly start eating right away. So the Mishabura says in Sif Katan Aleph, yimahir leechol, haynu lekadesh. What the Mechaber means is that he should make Kiddush right away. So we can mention Shabbos at the time when Shabbos is entering in the beginning. The faster and the earlier you could bring in and mention Shabbos, the better. And once you make the Kiddush right away, tzarech leechol miyad, you have to eat right after you make Kiddush. Kemavur b'simen reishai and gimel, sev gimel v'hagol, like we'll see shortly in reishai and gimel. Then eino toiv lecho. The person comes home from shul and he's poshet, not hungry. So yochol lahamte milakadesh at sheyirav. Then he is allowed to wait for kiddush until he gets hungry. Shekfar zochar es haShabbos b'tfilasa b'beis haKnesses. Even though we just said there's an inyan to right away mention Shabbos by the entering of Shabbos, but you already did that because you already daven mariv and in his tefillah he already mentioned Shabbos. V'yotze bazeh hamitzvas asei deoraisa laharambam. And he was yotze already. His Mrs. Asei Daraisa of Kiddush to feed the Rambam, Kiddush Lakamon, like we will see later. So therefore, so far we're saying he has two options. When he gets home, he should say Kiddush right away, because there's an inyan to mention Shabbos right away when Shabbos enters. If he's not hungry, he could wait, because Lamaisa, he already mentioned Shabbos in the Shmoneh Esrei. However, if you're not hungry, but waiting for the Suda is going to get involved with problems of Shalom Bayis, or he has other helpers in the home, or other guests in his house, specifically if one of the guests is a poor person, so you should not delay the Suda under any circumstances, since they are incumbent upon you, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar to make kiddush when you're hungry and eat the suda when you're more hungry, but that's not their responsibility, and therefore you can't hold back to make your mitzvah more min hamuvchar and make the ani or the mishpacha waiting around when they might be hungry. Sivkot and beis, the mechaber said, when you get home, you quickly eat right away. However, don't rush into kiddush too fast. You have to say Kriya Shema again before you make Kiddush. In the stopik Shavabes Aknesos Lo Kara Bizman. If you were there in shul, it wasn't said Bizman, and now it's already a half hour before it says Agochavim. So then we learned earlier that it's better to say Kiddush again, to say Kriya Shema again before you say Kiddush. Va'ayin Le'el B'Simin Reisa Milzayin B'Mishaburis Evkatan Vav. And that is, you should not make Kiddush within a half hour before the Laila. You should rather wait for the Laila, which is the Ikir Zman Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, and then make Kiddush. So that would be something that one wants to pay attention to if he gets home later, where it's already dark and it's already a half hour before Laila Mamish. So then he has to be careful about that. We saw other shitas earlier as well. Kosav HaRambam Perech of Tes Mehilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Perech of Tes of Ilchos Shabbos, Mitzvas Asei Min HaTorah Lekadesh Es Yom HaShabbos B'dvarim. There is the mitzvah asei d'oraisa to be mekadesh the day of Shabbos with words. Shenemar zochar es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. The pasuk says zochar es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Kolomar means to say zochreyu zechira shevach v'kiddush. You should remember and mention Shabbos with words of praise and kiddush. Umidivrei sofrim and midrabbanon shetehei zechira zo alakoshal yayin. So d'oraisa, there is a mitzvah of kiddush with words, and midrabbanon, that kiddush with words should be ala kosher yayin. V'chein kosvu atosos besukku benozir. And so too writes Tosos in Sukkah and Nozir, the al hayayin hu rak midarabona, that even though Kiddush is midaraisa, that's only Kiddush with words. The Kiddush ala yayin is only midarabona. V'kosav amogin Avram, the Mogen Avram writes, According to this, that midaraisa, you were yotze your kiddush when you davened your shmon esrei. The crux of zochar es yom haShabbos, because the pasuk says, "Remember the day of Shabbos." V'harei zochar osa, and you already remembered it. You mentioned Shabbos already in your shmon esrei. The kiddush b'mekom suda midrabbonim, and the kiddush that you make later by your suda, that's only midrabbonim. K'moshe kasva beis yosef b'simen reish samach tes, like the beis yosef writes in reish samach tes. V'hevi amogen avram raya laze, and amogen avram brings a proof to this menagim. That you are yotze midaraisa and tefila, and the kiddush that you're making later on by your suda, kiddush makom suda ala coast, that is all derabonim. Al kain, therefore, major nafkamina. Im safek lo im kiddush olo. If you're not sure if you made kiddush alayayin or not, you're not sure if it was a good kiddush or not, ain't sarach lachzul lekadosh. You would not have to go back and make kiddush again. The suffik derabbanu lekula. Since you were yotze your daraisa in your davening, and the kiddush ala kos by the suda is only derabbanan, so any suffik by that kiddush, we would apply the rule of suffik derabbanu lekula. You would not go back. Gam, also, the katan shiigia lechinuch. If you have a child that reached the age of chinuch, yachal lahotzi lefizeh. He'll be able to be motzi according to this, afilu legadol bekiddush. He'll ever be able to be motzi a gadol bekiddush, im hagadol hispalol kfar. So if the katan shiigia lechinuch is chayuv in kiddush midin chinuch, he has a chiyuv derabanan, and the gadol already davened, and therefore his chiyuv is downgraded from a deraisa to a derabanan. Therefore, according to what we're saying, the katan can make kiddush for the gadol. But the Shaar Tzion points out in Os Beis, this is from the Derech HaChaim, because of shom davku im hakatan lo hispal adayin. This is true so long the katan didn't daven yet. So the katan has what would be a chiyuv daraisa for a gadol, but he's a katan, so it's the rabbanon mitzar chinuch, and the gadol has a chiyuv derabbanan because he davened, so it's the rabbanon bimotzi derabbanan. Avali mispalel, but if the katan is not only the rabbanon in his age and that it's only a chinuch, but he also davened, so then ein yochel lohotzi gadol b'chol gavni. Then he can't be motzi the gadol at all. To who trade the rabbanon? Because now he's a two derabbanans. One is his age; all his mitzvahs are only the rabbanon. And number two, the mitzvah itself of kiddush, once he davened, is downgraded in general from a deraisa to a derabbanan. So this gadol is not going to be able to be yotze with the katan, because the katan is trade derabbanan, the gadol hu chad midrabbanan. And therefore, when we say that the katan can be motzi the gadol, it's specifically zakta Shaar Tzion in the case where the katan did not daven and the gadol did daven. If the katan davened, it's trade derabbanan, he can't be motzi the gadol, who's only one midrabbanan. The Chai Odom, the Hilchos Brachos, Klal Hei Din Chav Gimel Cholek Al Zeh Ayin Shom. The Chai Odom argues on this. A very interesting Chai Odom, we'll read it over here in note number 12. The Chai Odom writes, on this idea of trade derabbanan, the Chai Odom writes, Shekoton she'ochol kezayis pas bilvad yochol lohotzi gadol she'ochol kezayis pas. This is talking about benching, which is normally doraisa, but a katan, who again in general is only chayv and mitzvahs derabbanan, if he only ate a kezayis pas where his benching is derabbanan, so he's really a double derabbanan, the chayodim says he's able to be motzi a gadol that ate only a kezayis. So the gadol is one derabbanan because he ate a kezayis. The katan is two derabbanans. He ate a kezayis and he's a katan. But yet the chayodim says that case, the katan can be motzi the gadol, and the reason is, mipnei sheshayach etzlo chiyuv shel chad derabbanan. Even though right now the katan is trade derabbanan, it's shayel for him to be a chad derabbanan. Ba'ofen sheyochal k'dei svia. If he would eat till he was full, theoretically the katan would be one derabbanan. Therefore, even though right now he's trade derabbanan, that trade derabbanan, that shayel to one derabbanan, can be motzi a chad derabbanan l'fi l'chay odom. V'hosef in yezon shuadim b'kiddush. So to in our case of kiddush, says the Chai Odom, shekevan shim lo hispalel hakatan, since that the katan would not have davened yet, harehu chad rabbanan, he would only be one rabbanan out of katan. Im kein gam laachar shespalel, even after he davened, where you would think he's two rabbanan, ein dino ketrei derabbanan. He doesn't get a din of trei derabbanan. V'yochol hu lahotzi as hagadol yechavosu, and he can be motzi the gadol in that case. So two cases the Chai Odom argues and says that if you're trei derabbanan but you're shayach to a chad rabbanan, so then you're able to be motzi a chad rabbanan. When can a katan be trei derabbanan not be able to be motzi a gadol? That's by the Megillah L'mashal. mashal, where the whole mitzvah is only the rabbanon, and the katan's whole shaychus, the mitzvah is only the rabbanon, he's locked in automatically to trade the rabbanon. He has no shaychus to chay the rabbanon. In that case, we say a katan who's trade the rabbanon, even though the chay odom will not be able to be motzi a gadol who's chay the rabbanon. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we are in the middle of the page. V'ulam, however, yesh lefakfek bazeh harbe. There is what to take issue over here with this idea that we're saying from the Magen Avraham that when you daven in shul, you're yotzei yudaraisa, and the kiddush at home is only the rabbanon. Therefore, a safek yigolakula, and therefore a katan can be motzi a gadol. That's all not so pashit. Daha kaimulon leel b'simin samach siv dalid. Because we paskened earlier in Simin Samach the mitzvahs trichas kavona lotzeis basias hamitzvah. We hold that mitzvahs trichas kavona if you want to be yotzei. Umistoma ein miderach haolam lechavein lotzeis es hamitzvahs asei de zochor batfila. And the standas of a person is not to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush when he's davening marid. Kevan sheyesh lo yayin opas. He knows that he has at home wine or bread. The He knows he has the potential to do everything the best way, so why would he have in mind to be yotzi as kiddush and shul when he can make a better kiddush at home al hayayin or al pas? And therefore, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so it's not so posh that he was yotzi with his davening. And it's better to be mekayim your mitzvah darais of kiddush with words al hakos b'makom suda than be mekayim your mitzvah darais earlier and davening, and then only the rabbanon later. And therefore, it's not so pashit to say your daraisa is taken care of in shul. Maybe not. Maybe in mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you didn't have kavana because you had kavana on your wine. So maybe that would not be a kiyum of the daraisa. Now, if you look at note number 10, he points out mitams for this reason: chole she'ein yochel kaddish al hakos, one who is sick and he can't make kiddush al hakos. Omi she'ein lo lecha v'yayin, or he has nothing to make kiddush on. He has no bread or wine. V'shom zamen rabba says shechayim meikir adin lechavim betfilah. Let's say shidei chov as Mrs. Kiddush. Then he has the chiyuv to have kavana when he's davening to be yotzei his mitzvah of kiddush. Because if the stam das of a person when he's davening is not to be yotzei his mitzvah d'oraisa of kiddush, so if you need that because you can't apply your mitzvah d'oraisa on the wine, then you should specifically have das in Shmoneh Esrei that you're being mekayim your mitzvah d'oraisa with the kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei. Note number 11. V'chein kosav achsam sofer shel lechatchila, in general, a person who has wine at home, a regular case, lechatchila lo yechavin lotzeis yedei chovas kiddush betfila, he should not have in mind to be yotzei his chiyav d'oraisa in tfila, kedei sheyucha lotzeis yedei chovas kiddush medaraisa ala kos v'mekom suda. Says the achsam sofer, it's better to be mekayim your d'oraisa ala kos, so you should not have in mind to be yotzei your chiyuv with your Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shevet HaLevi writes, sheyesh lodun, there is what to discuss in tzarech lechavim betfilo shelo latzei yedei chovas kiddush. Is it enough just not to have in mind to be yotzei, or should you have in mind specifically not to be yotzei? O shekevan shetiknu chazal kiddush al kos. We say no. Since l'maisa chazal established kiddush al kos, memela kavonas hamispalo latzei yedei chovas bekiddush al kos. Do we say the stam das is to have later on, and therefore you don't have to think anything, or do you have to bedafka think not? That's the suffix of the Shevet HaLevi. But l'maisa, the bottom line is l'fidach sam sofer, for sure don't have in mind to yes be yotze, because then you're messing up your better kiddush that you could make at home on the wine. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the purpose of the Mishnah Berurah is it's not so pasha to say the kiddush in shul is your kiyum daraisa, now it's the rabbanon, so suffix l'kula, katan can be motzi you. Maybe not, because maybe you don't have in mind to be yotze, like the sam sofer said in shul, because you want to have a better kiddush at home, and maybe really your kiddush is daraisa at home. Od kama ta'amim acherim sheyesh lefakik bazeh. There are also other reasons to take issue with this original psak. Kemosha biyakti b'yarlocha, like I discussed in the b'yarlocha. Al kain, therefore, yesh limnoa milotzeis yedei kiddush al yedei katan. Because of these sveikas, it's better not to be yotzei kiddush through a katan. Because maybe you really weren't yotzei your kiddush daraisa and davenik, even though you davened. Because the stam das is to be yotzei al hayayin. So now you, the adult, have a chiyav kiddush daraisa, and the katan is only the rabbanon, therefore it won't be good. And even if the one who's listening to the katan is going to say along with him word for word, it's also better to hold back from doing such a practice. Unless you, the adult, also has wine or bread in front of you. But just to rely on the katan's wine or bread and you saying the words, not the best idea. Like we'll see later on, Besov Siv Katan Gimel. Vidayu should know, the Kiddush Shal Yom Tov Hu Mid Rabbanon, the whole Kiddush on Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos, is only the Rabbanon. Umikom Okom Yesh Lo Kol Din Kiddush Shal Shabbos. Although Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon, it has all the rules of Kiddush of Shabbos. V'im Yom Tov Chal Bi Erev Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls on Friday and it's leading into Shabbos, V'ein Lo Ela Kos Echad. So you're heading into a 3-day Yom Tov, 2 days of Yom Tov, 1 day of Shabbos, you only have one cup of wine. Manicho L'Shabbos. So you would obviously leave the coast for Shabbos. In our Torah, that's when Kiddush is daraisa. Ubi Yom Tov Yikadosh Al Pas, and Yom Tov Yishu Mekadosh Al Pas. But the better thing, the wine, save it for Shabbos because daraisa. The wine is not daraisa. Only the Kiddush Bedvarim is daraisa. Pashtus. So if you look in the Sharat Zionos Gimel, he writes this from the Magen Avraham. Mistabrid Afilum Kfar Spalel. It's logical to say that even if he davened on Shabbos, and if so, his Kiddush is only the Rabbanon, still use the wine for Shabbos. Adayin mikom okom ikaro hu min haTorah. L'maisa, the Kiddush of Shabbos, me'ikir is midaraisa. It's shayach to a daraisa. Mashen came by yontif. So even though right now it's not a daraisa, because you daven, and maybe you will mekami daraisa in davening, and now the Kiddush land is only the Rabbanon, still better use it for Shabbos, where the Kiddush is shayach to a daraisa, and not to yontif, where it's not shayach at all to a daraisa. V'ayim b'prim megodim shemefakfik tzas b'din ha-magen Avraham. Look in the Prima Gadim where he takes slight issue with this psak of the Magen Avraham. We will stop here and continue with the rest with Sif Beis and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.